Chris Christie has spent more time in New Hampshire than any major candidate running for president. His local focus has been by necessity as much as by choice, but it may pay off. Polls show him gaining traction, and as Christie told the crowd that joined him in an Exeter auto repair shop for the launch of a four-day bus tour, he believes he's bonded with voters here.
People told me this was going to happen if you decided to run for president and you came to New Hampshire and spent time here. People told me that you would begin to develop a closeness with the people of this state that you wouldn't be able to even understand when you first arrived here. And it's happened.
Christie's campaign packed the stage at Exeter with key local backers. The candidate's four children were there, so was his wife and his father. And as a camera on a boom crane swooped overhead shooting footage for ads, Christie dug at his rivals.
We're not picking a legislator in chief. We're not picking an entertainer in chief. We're not casting a TV show. This is real. And our country knows.
The New Jersey governor then offered a metaphor for his candidacy and for the 2016 GOP primary. Christie likened others in the race to brand new trucks, untested and unmuddied. Christie, meanwhile, pitched himself as a little dinged up, comfortable getting dirty, and capable of fighting through challenges in a tough media environment.
The old truck is the one that's tested by that. And the old truck that they thought they stuck in the mud got out of the mud again, and here I am. Here I am.
Christie's argument that he's capable of weathering hard times and leading seemed to persuade retiree Marcia Considine. She lives in Northampton and says she first saw Christie back in June. She says she's convinced he's the candidate who best understands what Republican voters want.
He knows that we're all angry and fearful Americans, and he's hoping to be able to change that, which he's proven, especially with Hurricane Sandy. He was right there.
Right there with Christie all day long was Maine Governor Paul LePage. As chairman of the Republican Governors Association, Christie helped LePage win a re-election many doubted possible.
So if Chris is president, I'm going to ask him to be the ambassador to Canada in the summer and Jamaica in the winter.
LePage, who was glad handing voters at a dairy tavern, last campaigned here with Christie in September. LePage says it's impossible not to see that Christie's fortunes, at least in New Hampshire, have improved.
Big time. Totally different this time around.
Christie resumes his bus tour today with stops in Manchester and Peterborough. He'll be joined by another governor he backed as RGA chairman, Larry Hogan of Maryland. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.